Hello, welcome back to one more podcast. In this podcast, I am going to tell you why I love TBO, Travel Boutique Online. Yes, you heard it right. If you are a travel agent, travelpreneur, or belong to tourism and hospitality, you must be knowing it. You must can relate it. You must can resonate it. And we must see whether in ourselves or our company we have these five qualities or not. In case not, then you must take the notes so that we can try and implement these things in our organizations. You yourself, even if you are working by your name, is not less than our organization. So yes, let us start this podcast. And I'm going to discuss about five points which I have made why I love TBO, Travel Boutique Online. So let us start this podcast. A great leadership of Mr. Ankush Nijhawan. No doubt his father has led the company, but the time he has taken the leadership of this organization, this company has multifolds. So whichsoever is a company, a true leadership always takes it to the next levels. It should be a true leadership only which bounds the organization, employees, the customers, the product and services. So in any organization, leadership plays an important role. So here also, Mr. Ankush Nijhawan led the company, and even he is leading the company in such a beautiful way, diversifying way, so that his customers, his board members, his employees, he takes care of each and everything. All right. So let us come to the second point, which is transparency. Yes, transparency is the one thing which every employee, every customer wants. So how they are transparent than others into this industry? As we all know, into the tourism and hospitality industry, there are so many, you know, hidden things which comes after. But here, they have tried to give the best of the transparency example, be it in the service charge or the percentage they are charging or whatever the services they are offering. So the transparency is the one thing which they have maintained. Moreover, due to this lockdown, when the crisis were there, and now still they are in a better position, they have revived their employees, they have taken the call in such a nice way. Rather than imposing things on their employees, they have collected their feedback and basis on which they have taken the right decision. I don't want to get into what decisions were made and all, but we have to learn what we are here for. We are here to know how transparency has changed their structure, they has played an important role in their growth. So yes, transparency is the second point which they are consistent in the same. Abundance. Yes, multiple products under one umbrella. This is a third point wherein I put some light how they have diversified not only from the flights, they have collaborated with other companies, they have diversified. They have given the corporate solutions, they have given the API solutions, they have given and tried what best they can do for their B2B market. Be it they have the options, they can also go to B2C market, but they have shrinked themselves to B2B market as they have some commitments and ethics. So that is also the one of the part why travel agents prefer to work with TBO rather than others. Moreover, this is the one part but they prefer to work with TBO. And the facilities which they are getting under one umbrella, the insurance part, the hotel rates, the kind of penetration they have, the sales support which they have, the service support which they have, that is, I won't say it is the best of the best, but yes, to the given options which are available in the market, they are doing good. The next part is support. Any organization, any person, even if in your personal relations also, you are looking for the support. So here, when almost more than lakh travel agents are dependent upon one company, and the support is the one thing which they are by default have the expectations. And support, they have the good support team, the experienced support team, be it from the sales or the service, they are doing good in terms of support. They have got good managers, good leaders in the organization, which, and as and when it is required, they come in and take necessary actions. The last but not the least, the fifth point, which here I feel is doing wonders, is that their way of thinking, giving back to the community. So not only they are visible in most of the events online, offline, but they also have a thought to give back to the community. So how they are doing is, they are doing through TBO Academy. The free courses, the tie-ups which they are doing with the hotels, tourism boards, other countries, and they are getting new things into it, into their forum, is making them different from the others. So that is giving them the uniqueness from the others. So that is their giving back to community. So as TBO Academy, any new agent, aspiring agent, or an existing agent, if he wants to have some content or learn something about destinations, about other things, so they have created TBO Academy. That is also going to help. So this is how they are thinking. So that is how we also have to think. Do we have the great leadership? Are you the great leader for your organization? Let me just conclude this podcast. And you have to evaluate yourself, your organization, at whatever the part you are. Be it you are in a job and you are listening to this, you have to understand, are you a leader in your job? Are you doing best out of best things in your job or in your organization? If you have been given this opportunity, have you taken all the necessary steps which you could have, so that you have to think of? So a great leadership is required. Second, transparency is required at all the levels. You have to be transparent with your customers, with your seniors, with your juniors, and with your customers and all. The third is abundance. Once you have to work on your micro niche, then you have to diversify yourself once that market has been stabilized, or when you have the grip of that market, of your micro niche, then you can diversify. That doesn't mean you started off with 10 products, 20 products, 200 products. You can start with one. Then you can diversify once you feel like now you have come to the stage wherein you are the best in this. And then you can think of doing something else, diversifying yourself, be it in the collaborative way or your own taking stakes in other companies or other products, other services. So that is how you have to have the abundance in you. The fourth is support. The support is something you have to create the system that you know you are not only going to be available for the support all the times, but there are systems in the market which can work for you in terms of support. Be it somebody is coming on your social media account, be it somebody is coming on your website, be it somebody is coming through emails. So the support system should be good enough so that you are not leaving the table money. The table money means when the customer is ready to pay you off, or when the customer is ready to, you know, to look forward for the support and you are not available on that time. So the support factor is the one which have to continuously work upon and make sure the moment the client is looking forward for the support, you are there with your systems to help him, to support him. And the last, giving back to the community. Whatever we are taking, we have to give back. That is a rule of nature. We took birth with the help of our parents, and the stage comes when you are giving birth to your children, to your kids. So this is how the nature plays role, and we have to learn this habit from this nature phenomena, and we have to think of whatever we have learned, whatever we have taken, gained anything or everything from this beautiful world, we have to give back at least to our community so that they can also learn, they can also teach, they can also grow. So that is how you have to think of in whatever the ways, monetary, non-monetary, learning, helping, whatever the ways that you have to work upon as per your capacities. So are you doing something which is you are doing for your community in terms of giving back to the community or not? That you have to think upon. If you are not doing, so start doing it. No worries if you have not done so far, but now once you are aware, so you should start doing it. I have discussed 5 points why I love TBO, and you can just mention what you have learned from this and what you are going to implement out of it. Your feedbacks are always welcome. Look forward to meet you in the next podcast. Till then, take care. Thank you.